William Kamek knows his time as a Prince George Cougar is rapidly running out. And as he showed Tuesday with a goal and four assists in an 8-3 rout of the Swift Current Broncos, the 21-year-old Kamek wants to play every remaining game of his Western Hockey League career like it's his last. Signed last September as a free agent by the Vegas Golden Knights to a 3-year entry-level contract, the native of Košice, Slovakia had his most productive night in 4 seasons as a Cougar with 5 points in a blowout victory. "We told ourselves some things and cleared up some things in really good meetings before the game and really started hard and basically did everything that we talked about," said Kamek. "Everyone came to work today and it showed, everyone was dialed in and focused on the game. I think we needed that, we needed to change things a little bit to get back on the right track, as we have. It's a good start, but we have to continue playing that way." 8 Cougars got in the scoring act and that gave the Cats a chance to blow off some steam after enduring a slump that's produced only 2 wins in 6 games. "We have different pieces this year and a lot of young guys, and it's the responsibility of the old guys to lead the way," said Kamek. "It's a different team than last year, but I think anything is possible. I'm just trying to enjoy it. It starts really hard with a new country and everything, but I just kept going and stuck with it. It's my last time here, so I'm just trying to do my best, and for the coaches and what they taught me the last 4 years, I'm trying to give back with how I play for the team. It's been a great 4 years and I hope it will have a happy ending." Tuesday's game marked the return Cougars defenseman Corbin Vaughn from a 4-game suspension for a major stick penalty January 11th in Kamloops, and the Cougars missed that element of toughness on the blue line the 18-year-old supplies. Unfortunately, Vaughn did not stick around long. With only a handful of seconds left in the first period, he stepped out of the penalty box just as Broncos forward Brady Burney crossed over the center line after taking a pass, and he didn't see the collision coming. Vaughn caught him high with his shoulder and Burney crumpled to the ice injured and did not return. Hunter Mayo came after Vaughn and dropped the gloves, and when the dust settled, Vaughn was ejected after being assessed a charging major and game misconduct. He's already been suspended 6 times in his WHL career, and a 7th is likely coming to Vaughn pending video review from the league office. The Cougars took command with a 3-goal second period. Before they had to kill off the major to Vaughn, they started the second period playing 4-on-4, and Tarek Parasak took advantage of the extra space. The Washington Capitals' first-rounder went rink-length with the puck and scored on a wraparound 2 minutes into the period. Height ended a 6-game scoring drought after he won the draw in the Swift Current end and was there to pound in the rebound after Kamek let it rip. The Cougar crowd of 2,918 obviously liked that one, watching Height's fist pump Selly, knowing his goal was his team's 5th, which guaranteed a free Domino's pizza for everybody. Not long after Kamek notched the Cougars' 6th goal, his 3rd point of the game, to make it a 6-2 count on another Prince George power play. After the puck went in, Broncos defenseman Peyton Kettles took exception to LaJoy standing in front of the net, putting up the screen in front of Dyke and whacked him in the gut with his stick, resulting in another 5-minute major and an early shower for Kettles. Clark Caswell stripped the puck away and scored shorthanded to bring the Broncos 1 goal closer just before the second intermission. 20-year-old winger Carlin DeZane returned to his old stomping grounds at CN Center in his first game since being traded to Swift Current October 8th and scored twice. Not long after, he was featured on the Jumbotron at center ice. DeZane responded by deflecting a shot in front of Josh Ravensbergen to tie it up at a goal apiece. His second snipe came late in the first period, and DeZane made it a 3-2 game, scoring his 22nd goal on a bar-down wrister from the left circle. "It's nice to get those goals, but it's all about winning in the end, and we didn't come through tonight," said DeZane, a native of Calgary who signed an NCAA Division I scholarship commitment to the University of Connecticut. "They've got a good team over there with a lot of good players, and we just didn't prepare ourselves to do battle tonight, and ultimately it showed that. They've got a lot of skill guys and they can all score, and kudos to them because they've got a good squad and they played well tonight." The Cougars caught a fortunate break in the opening minute of the game when pointman Bauer Demanski let go a shot from well out that ticked off the stick of Broncos defenseman Marek Rokic. The puck fluttered in a high arc that got lost in the lights and it sailed in over the shoulder of goalie Reed Dyke. The Cougars broke the 1-1 deadlock with back-to-back goals in the first period. First, Jet LaJoy combined with linemate Boria Vallis to restore the Cougar lead on a power play midway through the period, scoring on a slot shot he rifled upstairs into the Broncos' net. Then it was Cones Zimmer's turn to cash in. Cougar captain Riley Height came off the bench at the end of 4-on-4 situation and carried the puck deep into the corner, and Zimmer drifted away from his check long enough to bang in Height's pass just outside the crease for a 3-1 lead. Matteo Donis and Ben Riesch scored in the third period for Prince George, both goals assisted by Kamek. They outshot the Broncos 10-2 in the final period and 36-20 in the game. Loose pucks. The win moved the Cougars, 2-6-1-5-3-2, within a point of the Victoria Royals for first place in the BC division. Swift Current dropped to 2-4-1-9-1-1. The Cougars end their five-game homestand with a weekend doubleheader Friday and Saturday against the Tri-City Americans. They'll also meet the Americans Tuesday in Kennewick, Wash, a three-game tour that also stops in Kelowna and Kamloops. Zimmer's 27th goal this season was the 118th of his four-and-a-half-season career with the Cougars, and he's now just two goals away from tying Chase Witala's team record. The Cougars host the Everett Silvertips Feb 14-15 at CN Center, and Kamek has that weekend marked on his calendar, knowing his parents from Slovakia will be making the trip to Prince George to watch him play.